Hi, welcome back to the Global OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Rabbi David Pardo filling in for Naftali. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 13th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family and those whose names are listed prominently in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Schechter of Beis Medrash Makor HaChaim in Chicago, Illinois, to share Dibrei Chizuk with us, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Schechter slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Kaf 20, Kaf Gimel 23, Kuf Kaf Aleph 121 and Kuf Lamed 130, and which will be followed by the Misha Berech Lecholim and Aleinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Schechter.
Okay, thank you so much for having me on again. It's a tremendous honor for me. And let's share a thought for today. So we're going to go to Perkei Avos, Ethics of Our Fathers, to Mishnah, to Perek Beis, to Mishnah Yud Gimel, Mishnah 13. So this was the great Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and he was saying, he was talking about his five students, and each one of the five students had an idea of basically what we would call a good starting point, how to become a great person. And each one shares his idea. One says, Ayin Tova, to look positively at everybody. That's just tremendous. And Rav Yeshua says, Chaver Tov, be a good friend. Also tremendous. And what we're going to focus on today is Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, Shachin Tov, a good neighbor. And this is very difficult for me to understand. How is that a starting point or a way of life? Okay, so how am I going to be a good person? Here's the solution. I want to be a good neighbor. What does that mean? I have a couple of neighbors. How is that going to be? How am I going to affect so all the people that I meet in my entire day? And how is this going to make me, myself, a better person? Making sure that I'm a good neighbor to the few neighbors who live next to me. How is this a way of life? And think about it. The opinion right before him said, be a good friend. Right? So imagine the Rabbi Shua's opinion was, be a good friend. And he comes to argue with him and says, no, good friend, that's not a good starting point. I have a good starting point. Be a good neighbor. What? Why is being a good neighbor better than being a good friend? Isn't being a good friend the best thing in the world? There's such a beautiful idea about what he really meant by being a good neighbor. We all have neighbors in life, and we know that there's sort of like a different understanding, a different relationship between you and your neighbor. You're always going to be next to each other, and you definitely don't want to get on each other's bad side, and you make sure to overlook certain things. That's what good neighbors do. But here's the key. Here's the key for a good neighbor. A good neighbor doesn't have to be a good friend because you don't want to suffocate your neighbor. You want to let your neighbor have his privacy. You know, State Farm has a slogan, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Why? I have a better slogan for them. Like a good friend, State Farm is there. But they don't say that. They say, like a good neighbor. Why? Because a friend is sometimes very clingy, very close. To your neighbor, you have to understand, I'm there when you need me, but I'm also invisible me when you need your space. And truth is, this is a way of life to all our fellow Jews, and even to our friends. Of course, be a good friend, but don't be a suffocating friend. And don't be a suffocating Jew. And sometimes if a Jew is a little bit different than you, give him his space. Understand that he might look at things differently than you. Be a good neighbor, he says. A good friend, very admirable. But there's something about a good neighbor. You're always there when they need you, but you also know and understand that they need their space and they need their way. If they like to sing on a Friday night, you're okay with that. You leave them their space. There's so many different kinds of Jews. So many. One of our main problems is, well, if you're not like me, so why are you the way you are? Give another Jew his space. Let him breathe. Don't be suffocating. Everybody has to learn this beautiful midah of being a good neighbor. Okay? I hope everybody enjoyed that message about being a good neighbor. And let us say Tehillim. We're going to begin with chapter Chaf Gimel, Parak 23. And here we go. Mizmor leDavid Adonai Roi Lo Yechzar Binois Desha Yarbitzeni Amei Menuchos Yinaleni Nafshi Yishoveh Yancheni B'Magle Tzedek L'man Shemoi Gam Ki Eilech B'Geitzal Moves Loi Ira Ra Ki Ata Imodi Shiftecha Mishantecha Hema Yinachamuni Tara Eklafonai Shulcha Nega Tzoreroi Yishanta B'Hashem En Roishi Koisi Revoya Ach koi vachesed, yirifuni koi mei chayai, v'shavti v'veis adenoi li'orech yam. We're going to move now to chapter 121. It begins with the words, Shir Amalas, imam akim kasicha adenoi. Actually, I'm sorry, the wrong one. Shir Lamalas, esa ena eleharim, me'ayin yabai ezri. Ezri mim adenoi, Oisei Shemayim Ba'aretz. Al Yitein Lamoit Raglecha, Al Yonum Shemrecha. Hinei Lo Yonum V'lo Yishon Shemer Yisrael. Adonai Shemrecha, Adonai Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha. Yoimam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha, V'yareach Baloila. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora, Yishmor Esmavshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzeischa V'yecha. Me'atha V'yad Elam. Now we'll continue to chapter Kuf Lamed, Capital 130. Shir Hamalois Mimamakim Krasicha Adonai Adonai Shema Bekoili Tiena Aznecha Kashibois Bekol Tachnunai Im Adonai Tishmarya Adonai Miyamoi Ki Imcha Slicha Laman Kibare Ki Visi Adonai Kivsa Napshi Vibaroi Haifalti Napshi Adonai Mishemrim Laboike Shemrim Laboike Echel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai HaChesed Varbein Moit Pedus, Vuhu Yifdeh Yisrael Mikol HaBenesav. Okay, now we say Mishaberach for Cholim, Mishaberach for people who need to be healed. Mishaberach HaVesenu Avram Yitzel Yaakov Moshe Aram Dabu Shlomo, Uvorach HaRapet HaChelim. I will pause now. You can insert any name. Babur Shakol Hakol Misbaum Baburam Miskarze Karze and Prokin Mother Achamaleim Yishokahem Mehero Fur Shlemum Shemaim Lechol Abraham Lechol Zidane Messiah Sharta Yisrael the Fur Shanepesh of Fur Shaguk Hasha Badal's Mankariv and Aymar Amin Hashem send them all or Fur Shlema. Now we will say Achenu, especially in these days where our brethren need our tefillos all over the world. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, anesunim b'tor v'ashivya, ha'oim dem bein b'yam u'bein b'yabasha, ha'makim mirachem aleim, yetiyam mitor lebocha, ha'efela la'ira, mishiba legula, chakra badol izman kariv, have a great day, and be sure to be a good friend and also a good neighbor. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Shachter. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered to Tova for the good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Josh Galler of the Young Israel West Hempstead in West Hempstead, New York. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.